Makeshift Stories is a proud member of the Alberta Podcast Network, powered by ATB Financial.
Hello. This story is the only remaining record of our existence and the events which led us into obscurity. Everything else has been scrubbed from time. Makeshift Stories 141, Series Chapter 16, Opposition.
Shattered fragments of ideas and personality began to fall back together like a video of a broken vase run in reverse. Before the shards completely assembled, she had her first coherent thoughts. Serene. Serene had saved her. Serene, her teacher and mentor, was here and very close. When had she arrived? She was retired and supposedly disconnected from the sub-ether. And what had attacked both of them? And why had it been protecting the transmuted Triffle? The thing left the aftertaste of hate and disgust throughout her being, down to her very core, like a particular shadow overhead, causing a hatchling to try and crawl under its mother in fear without knowing why. It was extremely old, and she somehow knew it was her enemy.
Miss Patel!
Her driver looked at her through the rearview mirror.
If we wait any longer, we'll miss the ferry and be forced to stay on the island overnight.
They had been waiting several hours for Maya, her assistant, who was supposed to meet them at the gate to the de Havilland Zeppelin Space Research Complex. Maya hadn't shown up. That was the final memory fragment to fall into place. Janvo remembered she had been searching Daniel Johnson's mind and had just discovered that he arrested her assistant, along with two of his employees, as industrial spies. What had the DZ people been trying to pass to her assistant, and why? She knew Maya would normally walk away if approached, rather than become involved. And finally, one of those DZ employees appeared to be Serene's host. To find answers to her questions, she reached out to touch the mind of her old mentor, and was greeted with the vision of a dingy small van interior, a frightened young man, and a defiant Maya. Their minds mingled and exchanged memories. The van had no windows, so Serene couldn't tell her where they were, but she knew where they were going, a secluded DZ training center attached to the company space program.
Start driving to the ferry,
Janva instructed her driver.
Maya's already left. We need to catch up to her.
Destroy your copy of it,
Amos directed impatiently into the clunky Bakelite handset.
But sir, it's the first intelligent radio signal received from space. And it came from the asteroid belt. Inside the solar system, literally just next door. This is too important to just throw away. It needs to be decoded and responded to. We need to send something out there to make contact.
The director of research was almost hysteric.
You're not thinking about this logically, Director. It's most likely just a stray terrestrial signal. I need you to erase your records of it and move on to more important research. Ha!
He tried to laugh without sounding forced.
Space aliens! You'll wreck your career if you go public with that. I'm not going to let that happen to the DZ Director of Research. It would damage the reputation of our space initiative beyond repair. I can imagine the headlines. DZ Aerospace starts chasing flying saucers. No! That can't happen. Now, destroy your records and send me proof that you've done it.
Daniel Johnson slammed the receiver down with a satisfying smack which made Amos feel like he was in control. He'd need to do something about that director. She was going to be a problem. He had his host pick up the coded message. Daniel Johnson's eyes scanned the printout. Things on Ceres had gone off track, which wasn't entirely surprising, but he had planned for such a contingency. Galen was ambitious and egotistic, and that's why he had recruited Merritt. Merritt was loyal and resourceful. He didn't need to be in the limelight. His satisfaction came from a job well done. Amos knew Merritt would do what he could, but there would be limits. His plans had to be advanced, and he would need more capital to do that. He needed Camphor Heavy Industries resources.
Rayonesh!
Amos demanded through the intercom. Rayonesh didn't respond right away, and Amos was about to yell for him again when the office door clicked open and his EA walked calmly through. Annoyingly, Rayonesh always seemed to be on the edge of being too slow, but not tardy enough to allow Amos to complain. How the man managed that irritated Amos to no end.
How can I help today, sir?
Rayonesh chose to stand in front of the big desk so he could look down at his boss.
Our internal spies and Patel's assistant. Where are they?
They've been packaged and are in shipment. Their van should be on the ferry now, sir.
Good. We need to move up the project schedule.
Johnson motioned for Rayonesh to sit down, but the EA pretended not to notice the gesture and continued to stand.
We need Campor's resources to do it. Stop the search for Patel. Contact her through the usual channels and set up another meeting. I want you to think about leverage we can use on Patel to get her to commit money to advance the project immediately. Also, I need you to resolve a problem with our director of research.
Yes, sir. Does this mean you are going to agree to Patel's terms and make her co-director?
Rayonesh finally sat down in the uncomfortable guest chair. Johnson just smiled, then changed the subject.
This is what I need you to do about our director of research.
The director's office was a nondescript room in a cinder block building next to the new data processing center. The director wasn't there when he arrived, so Rayonesh let himself in and waited in the only chair, an old, beat-up leather thing, which faced the built-in desk attached to the back wall. He mindlessly looked around the barren space, thinking. Johnson had turned a new corner. The man had become irrational. He wanted Rayonesh to threaten, then dismiss one of the company's most important employees. Mariana Perez was personally responsible for almost half the electronics patents DZ held, and was a principal researcher on all the others. To remove her now, when the whole field was just taking off, would cripple DZ's ability to compete in the electronics sector. It made no sense.
What are you doing in my office?
The voice demanded from the doorway. Rayonesh swung around to face a confident middle-aged woman, wearing a conservative business suit with an annoyed look on her face. He immediately jumped up and apologized.
I didn't know when you were coming back. The door was open and there was no other chair. My name is Rayonesh. I'm Mr. Johnson's executive assistant.
Rayonesh noticed how the woman was trying to suppress her anger at the mention of Johnson, and made an impulsive decision.
I also represent the interests of the board. We've noticed your work over the years. Please come in and close the door. We have important things to discuss.
Janva and her driver had just made it before the ramp was pulled up. Once they had parked, she felt Serene's presence close by, and knew her mentor was on the ferry. She got out of the car and anxiously scanned over the sea of vehicles, but there was no way to know which one Serene might be in.
I'm close by, she passed to her mentor. We're on a ferry with more than 100 vehicles loaded. I don't know which one you're in. Can you rock back and forth or something?
Janva watched, then noticed a small gray windowless van in the far corner of the deck from her move slightly. Without thinking, she ran toward it, weaving between the tightly packed cars.
I'm coming,
she signaled through the sub-ether. But before she got halfway across the deck, a large man stepped in front of her, blocking her way.
You have been listening to Series, a Makeshift Stories production.
The Alberta Podcast Network, powered by ATB, is hosting a live show on June 7th during the Inventures Conference in Calgary, Podcast Connect, a talk fest about the future. You'll get to be part of the audience as That's So Maven, the Work Not Work Show, a branded world, and Future Chat talk about innovation with creators across a diversity of fields. our friends from ATB Financial will also be on hand to answer questions about the transformative things they're up to: AI, blockchain, robotics, and more. It's free. Just go over and register at podcastconnect.eventbrite.ca. To learn more about this great event and the network's shows, click over to albertapodcastnetwork.com.
ATB Cares is perhaps one of the coolest ideas ever. You can donate to your favorite charity on atbcares.com, and ATB will cover the fees, plus add 15% to your donation. In 2017, over $4 million was donated to charity through ATB Cares. You have been listening to Ceres, a Makeshift Stories production. Ceres is released once a month between the 1st and the 7th. The story is written by Alan V. Hare and read by Mitchell Tu. Opening and closing music by David H. If you'd like to connect with us, please send an email to makeshiftstories@gmail.com or visit our website at makeshiftstories.com. You can help us out by writing a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or any of your favorite podcast services. Ceres and Makeshift Stories are released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial attribution, no derivative license, which means you are free to share our stories. Just remember to credit us and don't alter anything.
Thanks for listening, and remember to come back between the 15th and the 20th for another story in our series, Somewhere, Sometime.